The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey everybody, my name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings, Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks very much for joining us from across the country and around the world. We're joining you right here, smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain and one of our favorites. Clay Clark, the founder of the Reawaken America Tour, a good friend of the program, friend of mine in personal life as well. Clay, welcome back.
Hey, Doug, I really do appreciate you. I think both of us are heavily influenced by DayQuil today, so we'll see what happens on today's broadcast.
Looks like I picked the wrong day of the week to stop drinking cough syrup. I don't know. Yeah, I've got this going on in my face. I'm sure everybody can hear it, and I hear it in you as well, but we'll struggle through. I want to talk to you, Clay. So a lot of chaos. Yep. Let me tee this up. I have said on the program that this chaos that we're facing in the world, not just the United States, but around the world, is purposeful chaos. I have said in the elected class in the United States, there are no more Democrats in the elected class. They have blended communism, socialism. I call them the Commune Socialist Party. They are not a pro-American party, and they are in cahoots with this great reset that is being thrust against us. And this topic, and some will think that we're nuts, but the topic of depopulation, this is a real deal. They have said it in their own words, Clay. I want you to take it from there. Tell us about the depopulation agenda with the Great Reset.
Well, let me do this real quick. I'm going to do is I'm going to play a clip here. Okay. Now, this guy right here, this is Yuval Noah Harari. If you're looking for a good time, don't listen to Yuval Noah Harari. For a reverse good time, listen to Yuval Noah Harari. This guy has sold 45 million copies of his books in the last couple of years. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. What? This guy is praised by late night television. And I'm going to play an audio clip of him during a recent TED Talks interview. Here we go.
But I think part of what is going on maybe a deeper level of the human mind is that a lot of people sense that they are being left behind and left out of the story, even if their material conditions are still relatively good. In the 20th century, what was common to all the stories, the liberal, the fascist, the communist, is that the big heroes of the story were the common people. Not necessarily all people, but if you lived, say, I don't know, in the Soviet Union in the 1930s, life was very grim. But when you looked at the propaganda posters on the walls that depicted the glorious future, you were there. You looked at the posters which showed steel workers and farmers in heroic poses. And it was obvious that this is the future. Now, when people look at the posters on the walls or listen to TED Talks, they hear a lot of, you know, these big ideas and big words about machine learning and genetic engineering and blockchain and globalization, and they are not there. Mm. They are no longer part of the story of the future. And I think that this is an hypothesis. If I try to understand and to connect to the deep resentment of people in many places around the world, part of what might be going there is people realize, and they are correct in thinking that, that the future doesn't need me. You have all these smart people in California and in New York and in Beijing, and they are planning this amazing future with artificial intelligence and bioengineering and global connectivity and whatnot, and they don't need me. So maybe if they are nice, they will throw some crumbs my way, like universal basic income.
I mean, that's the mindset these people have. I mean, this is, Doug, this is, there. It's the mindset that there's an elite group. I would refer to them as parasites, but they call themselves the elite, self-proclaimed elites, and they believe that everybody else, me, you, everybody else listening right now, that we are taking their resources. We are taking their time. We are taking their space. We're taking their air, and that we need to be removed from the planet. And so the Club of Rome issued a Limits to Growth report, or a book that came out in 1972. And at the end of the day, they want to reduce the Earth's population from the total it is now down to 1 billion people. So they want to eliminate 7 out of every 8 people listening to today's show.
And listen to the three locations that he named, California, New York, and Beijing, as the hubs. It's just ironic that those three, the hots in this country, California, New York, the epicenters of ultra-liberalism, and of course, Beijing. And they, Clay, they look at this guy, these people that have bought in to this guy, they look at him as a sort of a spiritual advisor, don't they?
They do. They call him the prophet. And I want people to really just dial it. Listen to this here. So this is Jane Goodall. Okay, so Jane Goodall, I'll play this clip here. Jane Goodall is a member of the World Economic Forum. Now, this is somebody you really need to listen to, folks. You really need to dial into what she's saying. She's the agenda planner at the World Economic Forum.
But now, Clay, she saves the apes. Now, if this is going to, come on.
Now, okay, yeah, she's a person known for saving the apes. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you were to attend the Reawaken America Tour in Miami or any event that we do, and by the way, folks, just a housekeeping note, we have October 13th and 14th Reawaken America Tour, Miami, Florida. Doug, you'll be one of the speakers there. We have President Trump's chief lead attorney, Alina Haba, Kash Patel, Eric Trump, Devin Nunes, Kash Patel, General Flynn, as I mentioned, Mike Lindell, you got Julie Green, Amanda Gray, so many wonderful people. There'll be the Roger Stone. But on the agenda for our events, at the end of the day, I make the agenda for the events. So some people might come to our events and say, this is horrible. I don't like this event. I don't like this event. Who made this agenda? And that would be me. Or if you like the event, you would say, who made this agenda? That's me. But somebody at the end of the day makes the agenda at the World Economic Forum. She is an agenda planner for the World Economic Forum. So whenever they have their World Economic Forum agenda at Davos and they go over these nefarious plans to depopulate, she is the agenda planner for them. So she has a key role here. So I want folks to listen to what she said here at the recent World Economic Forum gathering. Here we go.
We cannot hide away from human population growth. Because, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
My name is Jane Goodall. My age is 80. My job is giving people hope. If I just have this magic power, I would like to, without causing any pain or suffering, reduce the number of people on the planet.
She wants to reduce the number of people on the planet. That's her goal.
Save the apes, kill the people.
Yeah, it's a real plan. And I just want people to understand this. It's called the Club of Rome. Now I'm going to hit play here. I'll kind of navigate what you're listening to, folks. Here we go.
Okay, how about that?
Yeah. Here we go, this Club of Rome. Here we go.
1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth, a disturbing text that outlined the depopulation agenda that would be implemented by Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum in decades to come. Watch as the Limits to Growth co-author Dennis Meadows says that he hopes we all die slow, painless deaths.
The planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. That's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sense. So we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7. So we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal.
Okay. That, I mean, this is what they want to do. They're saying this out loud. This is their plan. And Doug, I just think that if we're not careful, we can get caught up in a lot of the issues that are maybe minor issues. But the main thing is they want to depopulate the planet. That's their main goal.
And how, okay, so shocking. I mean, there's so much there to unpack. All right, the depopulation, we just heard a couple of clips, shocking clips. Jane Goodall and the Club of Rome openly discussing their belief in their platform that this planet, with regards to humanity, needs to be depopulated. Clay, have they acted out on any of, I mean, the words are one thing. To say it, to aspire to this, to this plan, this nefarious plan, but have they begun to act out on this in any way?
Yes, you have what you call food vaccines. And again, I like to play sound clips because I think when people listen to me, the things that I talk about on your show a lot of times seem unbelievable if you didn't hear it from maybe someone more credible than me. So this would be from ABC 10. This is their reporting on the food vaccines being rolled out by Pfizer. Listen to this, folks.
Researchers have just launched a late-stage clinical trial on a whole new kind of COVID-19 vaccine, one that's grown in plants. They're looking for volunteers in San Diego. We're going in-depth on what you might call the world's first vegan vaccine. Medicago's manufacturing facility looks like a nursery.
So they're putting the vaccines in the food. And someone says, well, I don't see why that would be a problem if you didn't know what was in the vaccines. Okay, listen to this. This is Dr. Peter McCullough reporting.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Okay, so that's what they're doing with those shots. And so the time period they're trying to rush us into is called the Anthropocene. Now, the Anthropocene is, it's on the World Economic Forum website. It's called Anthropocene. It stands for human-controlled gene. And a human-controlled gene again, if you look up Grimes, this is the woman who dated Elon Musk, who married Elon Musk, who produced kids with Elon Musk. She had wrote an album called Miss Anthropocene. So Elon Musk again was married to Grimes, who wrote an album called Miss Anthropocene. And you've all know Harari was recently asked by a young lady during an interview. She said, what is the Anthropocene? And this is what he said out loud here. Here we go.
You have a small elite that pushes things in its own interests, even if it doesn't benefit the vast majority of the population. This has happened so many times previously in history, and it's probably going to happen again. One of the biggest dangers to the planet today is this technological utopia, because probably for the elite, it will work. If bad comes to worst, when the flood comes, the scientists will build a Noah's Ark for the elite, leaving the rest to drown, the rest of the people and then the rest of the ecosystem. But they are likely to be able to construct this technological Noah's Ark, which is probably what much of the elite is counting.
They're talking about a mass genocidal event for the whole world, leaving the quote-unquote elite, the self-proclaimed elite, I call them the parasites, to survive.
So the plant-based, we're going to eat this, we're going to ingest this, and we'll have the vaccine. The vaccine and the health, the depopulation of the planet is one thing. It's shocking. They're here saying it in their own words. How then do they get their tentacles in to further control, like with the financial situation in the country that we're the world for that matter, the currency? Yep. They've got to tie into this somehow to gain fuller control, don't you think?
Well, BlackRock invented an AI in 1999. So 1999, wow. I graduated high school in 1999, and BlackRock invented an AI in 1999 called Aladdin. Now, Aladdin is a AI that is a supercomputer that is controlling Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. So 88% of the S&P, according to the research by, again, if you watch Valuetainment, it's a podcast. People might know Patrick Bet David, but according to his research or Joe Rogan's research or other, 88% of the S&P 500 is now controlled by the Aladdin BlackRock AI. Think about that, 88%. So this is an AI that's doing micro trades during the day, doing little trades over here at a speed that the human mind can't keep up with. So you have that happening. And then you have Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're all teaming up together to introduce a new gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency that will be based in Shanghai. So Shanghai has developed a bank. You can look it up today, folks, on Google. Just type it into Google. It's called New Development Bank, and that's based in Shanghai. And that's going to be the home office of the BRICS programmable central bank digital currency. So this is currency you can turn on or off. So let me give you an example. If you went to timetofreeamerica.com right now to snag some of the last tickets for Miami, and let's just say that the BRICS bank was in charge, and you went to go, you bought tickets October 13th and 14th, and you go to buy the ticket, and the card gets declined. And you say, well, I want to come to the event in Miami, October 13th and 14th, or I want to come to Tulare, California, December 15th or 16th, or whatever. What would happen is this AI would have the ability, this programmable money, to make it where you cannot use your money to buy a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour, or you couldn't buy gas to travel to the Reawaken America Tour, or you couldn't buy meat to grill with your family because it's programmable central bank digital currency. So that's how they ultimately want to get us there. And everything I just shared on today's show, it's all cited and documented at timetofreeamerica.com.
The repercussions, the way out of this, Clay, is what have you, as you learn and as you research, and by the way, great research, one of the best researchers out there, believe it or not, do you see a way out of this? I mean, is it simply because on the Reawaken America tour, we talk about, you know, local involvement, getting involved, but when you see these people in these organizations, the Club of Rome, the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, what's the best way to combat these people in your opinion?
Well, if let's just say that Trump were brought back into office, and you and I, Doug, were brought back into the White House, okay, as an advisor or advisors, okay, and we were asked the question, I said, Doug, you know, what would be the three action steps that you would take right now? The reason why I say three is because it's hard to implement 45 action steps or 172 action steps. It's always focus on the big three. So if they said, Doug, what are the big three to help stop the Great Reset, or Clay, what are the big three? What I would say to President Trump, and I would say, step one, remove the 5G towers immediately, because the 5G technology is what connects their entire system. So the RNA modifying nanotechnology and the shots, that connects to 5G. Okay. This whole system of programmable money, it all works with 5G. So I would immediately take down all the 5G towers, which seems insanity, but I would do that. Second thing that I would do is I'd ban the use of RNA modifying nanotechnology shots. I would just ban the use of them. I would just say, you can't do it. You can't do it. Third is I would want to quarantine any members of the World Economic Forum, anybody connected to the World Economic Forum, quarantine them for at least 2 weeks to stop the spread of Marxism, communism, whatever they're doing, and figure out who is involved in the World Economic Forum and who's not. And the people that are connected to the World Economic Forum and who are doing these unconstitutional Marxist moves to put us into a totalitarian digital dictatorship, they need to be arrested. But to stop the spread, we need to put them in a quarantine for 2 weeks to figure out what's going on. I'm serious. That's what I would do.
And then so go ahead.
That's it. Then if you had time for step four, we would need to move our currency back to a gold-backed currency, because the dollar, when you had a dollar back in the day, a dollar was just a way for the bank to document that you had gold on deposit. So the dollar was just documentation of your deposit of physical assets. That's what a dollar was. It was like a receipt almost proving that you had deposited physical hard assets somewhere. So we're going to have to repeg the dollar to gold in some capacity and move away from a fiat currency.
Clay, do you have any sense at all about how many, what percentage of people out there are buying in to this Club of Rome, the World Economic Forum platform? Do you have any sense? What is your gut?
I know that college students that are graduating right now are very excited about depopulation. Like it's bizarre, but I meet them because, you know, I have companies, we hire people. And so I talk to young people that we hire all the time, you know, 22, 24 year olds. And, you know, I'm 42 years old. So when I talk to, you know, people who are 22 years old, I talk to them about, hey, are you married or, you know, you have any kids or whatever? And you hear a lot of, well, we're not going to have kids. And you go, oh, really? Well, yeah, I don't want to bring them into a world like this. That's what you hear stated all the time from young people. They're not going to get married ever, or they're not going to have kids because they don't want to bring the kid into a world like this. You're hearing that a lot. So you're seeing that. Also, you're seeing abortion rates surge. Abortion rates are surging. So you're seeing, regardless of it, you could sit there and show facts to these people, but they've been taught this in college almost as a religion that, you know, we have to go green. We have to reduce our carbon footprint. We have to. So you're seeing a lot of that, and it's taught with the fervent passion of a religion. And so these people are now viewing the climate situation as a religion. And so I don't know the percentage, but I can just tell you the colleges are really ramping up their indoctrination of today's young people.
Terrifying news on so many levels. And we appreciate you sharing. And look, we've got to face it. No matter how terrifying it is, we have to awaken people. That's what you do. The Reawaken America Tour, Clay, timetofreeamerica.com. We're heading out there on October 12th and 13th. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you there. People can get tickets. Promo code Right Side for any kind of a reward over there.
If you use promo code Right Side, what you do is you get entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. Use promo code Right Side. And I'm not attacking any other events because there's so many great events that are out there. All I can say is that our events are, we design it where you can name your price. So if you're out there today and you have a family of four and you're going, man, we're in a tight spot because we decided to not take the shot, and your finances are tight and your boss, you know, pushed you out of your job because you wouldn't take the shots, you can afford to go to our events because you can name your price. So you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your price. Also, all of our speakers are wonderful people, people like yourself, General Flynn. They're very generous with their time. Jim Brewer, Cash Patel, they typically go out into the audience to meet everybody. And so our events are affordable and it's designed to get you engaged. So you can get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Use promo code RightSide for a chance to win a backstage pass.
Clay Clark, ladies and gentlemen, Clay, thank you for your friendship and for everything that you're doing to save the Republic. God bless you. Take care of that cold, brother.
Take care, brother. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back after this break. Stay with me. God bless you. Cheers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hi. Thanks for staying with us here on the Right Side. My friend, General Michael Flynn, been so kind to us here on the program where he's here. I spoke with him last week. And we've recorded this interview. I want to share with you here today. Here he is, without further ado and without any more waiting, my friend and I, General Michael Flynn. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Right Side with Doug Billings. It's a big day here. One of our favorites, a dear friend, a guy that has been with me since the beginning of this program. We're still holding the wine. You can see it right behind me. General Flynn, hold the wine back in the day when I made the bet that Trump actually did win this election. It's still sitting there. We look forward to opening that when Trump is back in office. General, welcome back.
Hey, Doug, how you doing? Yeah. I mean, you know, we've had all kinds of evidence. We know there's sufficient, I mean, more than sufficient evidence to have made that statement then. And now we see everything that's going on in the country. You know, I think it's 91 felony charges against Trump, you know, of 700 or 800 years incarceration for what just is a political hit job. And the reason why is because they know that the American people have not given up on this idea that we do not have a fair election system. The system was clearly rigged. There's no way in the world that the guy, occupying the White House, Joe Biden, that he got 81 million votes. He didn't get more votes than the most popular president. And that would be Barack Obama, you know, the most popular president in the history of the country, the number of votes that he got. Right. I mean, there's no way in the world that Joe Biden got that. He couldn't bring five or six people to a rally. So everybody knows all that. That's why that wine is still sitting there. One of these days we're going to uncork it on your show.
Amen. All right. I can't wait. Well, and we have to all of those topics, you know, the election integrity, we have your mantra, local involvement makes a national impact. I have started a series of events. I call them the Determined Patriotism Conference, but one of the monikers of my show is that we have got to meet in determined patriotism, being determined about what we do to save the Republic. And so to that end, once a quarter or so, I'll gather a small, this is nothing like the Reawaken tour that we're on. There won't be 5,000, 6,000 people at my events. There'll be a few hundred, but we like that. That's the sweet spot for us. We get up close with the speakers, and you have graciously agreed to be with us in November 10th and 11th. It's Veterans Day weekend in Kansas City. And we're gonna have a great event. I want to thank you for that, first of all, General.
I love it. I love it. Kansas, I'm a big fan of Kansas. I used to live up in Leavenworth when I attended school up there for a couple of years. So I'm very, very familiar with that part of the country. It's a beautiful part of the country. It's a great place for people to get together and gather. I mean, I don't know how many we're going to end up with, maybe 400 or 500. You know, I think we can hold a few more than that, but I think you're right that kind of intimate size audience. Now we'll have a lot of fun. I think we've got a good lineup of speakers, Doug. You really are able to get a great group of people together. And these are, you know, like you say, these are determined, patriotic conferences, and they're all about patriotism. It's all about keeping people informed, because there's so many people, you know, when we talk about the Reawaken America tour, you know, it's really a Reawaken America movement.
Right.
We have created a family within that movement. You know, you and I are part of that family. We, you know, like a lot of families, we've had our squabbles, not you and I, but others in our family, you know, we've had our squabbles during the 22 cities we've been in. But I was really, I really thought it was great, great idea and initiative on your part to start these Determined Patriot conferences sort of in between the Reawaken America events, because it allows people that maybe don't get a chance to go to one of the big cities that we have the Reawaken America events at to be able to come closer to home. And, you know, and like I like to say, that local action has a national impact. It allows people to hear from the same type of caliber of speakers and patriots that have national platforms and that are, you know, part of the Trump orbit, or part of the political orbit, part of the political center of gravity of our country, and then hear from them. And also, because they're the size of the conferences, they're, you know, the intimate size, we're able to go down and we're able to spend some time and talk on a more one-on-one basis, which I know you always encourage us to do. Yep. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's I'm up on the 10th, if not my mistaken, but I know it's 11 November.
You are.
And just outside Kansas. How do we get tickets? I know you were going
to. I'd love to. Yeah. So the website is DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. And people can get tickets over there. Vendors are welcome as well. We've got so many great patriots, you know, and like you know, almost all of these speakers. We have some local speakers as well, but you know, let me do this with you. Let me just name a couple of the speakers that I've got, and I want you just to give a sentence or two about each one of these people. So first of all, one of the speakers is Mel Kay. Give me a sentence or two about what you think about Mel Kay.
Yeah, Mel Kay is fearless. She is she's super, super smart. She's absolutely determined. Talk about determined patriot. Mel Kay has an extensive career in the world of media. She's got a she's just a very, very incredibly. I know I kind of, you know, Mel and I have a great relationship. I sort of look at Mel as sort of like a daughter. And because she's one of these people who is just such a fighter and so strong and so committed to getting the word out, and probably one of the best people in the world, certainly in the United States, on the subject of the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset.
Right on. Tom Renz, the attorney, Tom Renz.
Tom Renz, unbelievable patriot, lawyer, has done incredible work with our military and with some of the doctors who have been fired or removed from their positions in hospitals. He did a lot of great work for our military that had to defend themselves against not taking the vax. Tom is a very, very close friend. And I speak to him probably on a daily basis via text, email, or phone calls. And Tom is a guy that he is somebody who has done an awful lot of work pro bono. I mean, really, really good work, and won a lot of cases and raised the issues of things like what Missouri, for those that are listening from Missouri, on the free speech movement that the that your attorney general got behind.
Right.
Tom Reams was one of the early lawyers, one of the early legal minds that pushed that a couple of years ago. And I'm glad where it's ended up, which is basically one of the biggest freedom of speech cases in our country.
Ann Vandersteel.
Ann is like as brave as that last, as part of her last name. She's like Steel, right? Steel. She's incredible. Just coming back from the border where she's been operating down in the Darien Gap and reporting just incredibly on the border invasion going on with our country. But Ann is another one of those fiercely independent women, tough, brave, bold, and just fearless, and another great friend. And I'm looking forward to, you know, when we're all together, it's like we're all like a family there.
Yep. You bet. A couple more. I just want to mention two more names real quickly. Young Alex Stone.
Alex, I love him. I talked to him this morning. We're trying to get Alex. We're trying to prop Alex up as one of the young patriots in our movement.
Yep.
And Alex has got a great plan to grab other young patriots in the 18 to 35 year old sort of bracket to bring those conservative voices together and raise their voices to expand this message of patriotism, because everybody thinks, oh, those young people can't, you know, they can't handle it these days. Well, believe me, Alex is a great example of young, in this case, a young man who can handle, you know, the toughest of times. And he's got a great network, and he's been doing some really terrific work to bring together other young peoples and young voices in our country.
Amen. We do. We need that succession plan of youth. And finally, Mike Lindell, he'll be with us at that weekend as well.
There's no person better or more determined. Talk about determined patriot. Oh, my God. There's no one better or working harder in this country than Mike Lindell to fix our election system. And Mike will be the first one to tell you that this is not, you know, this is not about Donald Trump or, you know, the stolen election of 2020. You know, he's a big fan, as I am, of Trump. We, you know, we think we both would say that Trump won the last, you know, the 2020 election. But what Mike is about making sure that our election systems are done fairly, as well as being a terrific businessman and having a terrific, you know, media operation. Mike is all about ensuring that this country has a fair election system, and there's no one working harder to do that. No one. And you know, I'll stand shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell on any battlefield, you know, anywhere in the world.
Right on. Well, it's going to be, I can't wait to see you there. And again, thanks for the honor of your, especially on Veterans Day weekend, General. What an important time to have you there with us. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us, ladies and gentlemen. We're also going to have Mike Brown. He's the Kansas chairman of the GOP. We'll also have Sheriff Calvin Hayden. He's Johnson County, Kansas, which is the most populous county in Kansas. Sheriffs are so important in this endeavor.
Super. Yeah, hugely important.
Really,
I mean,
important.
Huge. I mean, so that's good. Actually, that's nice, because I saw that you were bringing them in. I think that's such a great idea. That what we have to do is prop up these sheriffs where we can. You know, they're all elected officials, but I think sheriffs being able to get their message out about where they stand on certain issues is really important, because it's not just about getting reelected. It's about taking action against this overreach federal government that we have that's basically destroying the fabric of this country. And they're trying very, very on a daily basis, very hard to remove our basic freedoms and rights.
Well, we want everybody, you know, we've got room for 500. We've got about, as I look here, we're sitting at about 350 people. And the last month is always when most people finally pull the trigger and decide to do this. So, ladies and gentlemen, DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Head over there, join General Flynn and myself and all of these others, plus more who we haven't mentioned yet. There, Father Altman will be there, another great friend of ours, and always glad to have him there.
General, talk about a spiritual warrior, man. I mean, John. Altman is unbelievable. I mean, he's like, wow, every time I see him. And so I'm glad. He's another good one to have.
You and I, Catholics, you, me, Father Altman, we're Catholic. And I'm always happy on these, wherever we go on the Reawaken Tour, is a heavy evangelical presence, a non-denominational Christian. I love it. And I think that's what's needed. But we, much to my chagrin, we don't have a large number or contingent of vocal Catholic priests that are at these events. And so we need this. That's something we need to address.
Yeah, I mean, and I think part of it is because of the current state of the papal see, right? The papal see, the Pope.
Yep.
And you know, I always talk about the Pope. I always talk about the Pope because I've studied it. I have friends who are very close to they are part of the papal see, whether it's here at the in the papal nuncio here in the United States or whether it's over in Rome. And have had over the years friends who are bishops and certainly friends who are monsignors and priests. And, you know, I wrote about the Pope in one of the first books I ever wrote about called The Field of Fight. And I wrote about the Catholic Church and the Catholic faith. And, you know, this is the second Pope in the history of the papacy since Peter that was not did not take the position after the death of the last Pope. We've only had two in the history of that. And so this one came in a different way. And now what we see with this Pope is we see there's a bit of a cloud over this Pope, right? And maybe that's some of the stuff that I will talk about, or maybe Jim Altman and I will get up on the stage and we'll have a debate about the Pope.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
Discussion. I think we should talk about that. All right. Yep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can see all this play out before your very eyes if you come and join us on November 10th and 11th in Kansas City, DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Head over there, get your tickets today. Ladies and gentlemen, that's General Michael Flynn, obviously a great friend of mine and a great patriot, obviously. Ladies and gentlemen, the situation in the Middle East is abhorrent. And look, anybody with any shred of common sense can understand that this $6 billion that was given to Iran is part and parcel as to why the Iranian government was emboldened to help Hamas in Israel. Even if we take the administration of Biden and his regime at their word, and we conclude that the money is still in the bank, as they say, still in the bank. It hasn't been touched, Doug. This money hasn't been used at all to help Hamas attack Israel. Even if we take them at their word on that, still the very fact that the money is out there waiting for Iran to get their hands on it would have extended their credit line, if you know what I mean. Other nations, like any other nation that would be sponsoring terrorism, would be saying, okay, look, we know you got $6 billion coming to you. We'll give you three right up front. Okay. I mean, it's that simple. Anybody with any shred of common sense understands what is going on here. You cannot pay for the release of hostages when you know that payment will only further the ability and the desire and the will for terrorists to take other hostages and do other atrocities, as we have seen in Israel. It takes Administrator Biden almost 3 days to come out and make a statement about any of this. You have our single most important ally in the world, Israel, under attack. And precisely because Barack Obama gave Iran billions upon billions of dollars, enabled their nuclear program to continue, Administrator Biden gives them $6 billion. And don't forget, Administrator Biden purposefully left billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of tier one, top shelf, grade A American military equipment in Afghanistan, which quickly and promptly and without a doubt fell into the hands of the Taliban. And leaving them, by the way, the Taliban better armed than almost any of our allies in that particular region, with the exception of Israel, of course. So this is all purposeful chaos again. They are absolutely out of their league. The Biden administration is dealing with this. They're radio silent. They put a lid on their press conferences. They don't know what they're doing. They're trying to control the narrative. You've got people in their administration saying that climate change is more important than what's happening in Israel. It's absolutely abhorrent. It would be comical if it wasn't so abhorrent. The things these people are incapable of knows no bounds. They are simply inept. And at the cost and expense of people's lives, ladies and gentlemen, and listen, brace yourselves, be vigilant in the United States of America, because it's going to happen here. I'm going to be the first to say it, and I am not fear-mongering. I am stating the obvious. I'm using common sense blended with intellectual maturity to put two and two together and look at evidence of the obvious, and that is there are mass hordes of adult men who are soldier-age, military-age men amassing in hordes of thousands, tens of thousands at the southern border, coming across unvetted. We can't track them. We don't know what they're doing. And you can bet that many of them want to do us harm. And they are making plans to do that, either with dirty bombs or with weapons, guns, and so forth, and slaughter us in the streets like we've seen in Israel. This is their playbook. Ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're in a blue state, but everywhere, be vigilant. Because what happened in Israel is coming to the United States. The people that can carry that kind of work out are already here. And who we have to thank for that is Administrator Biden. This open border nonsense, unvetted people, illegal migration, it is absolute madness. And somebody has got to be able to speak out against it and say, this is what's going to happen. The streets of America will be paved in blood at the rate this is going. Administrator Biden, the leader of the Communist Socialist Party of America. There are no more Democrats. I'm sick and tired of it. This is not a pro-America political party. No one who would take down the borders of a nation can be in favor of that nation. Borders exist to protect nations. This is the fundamental common sense. I am outraged at this administration, outraged that they've done it. They need to pay. They need to be held accountable. And if they had any decency in them right now, and if this money is, in fact, still in the bank, as they say it is, they should freeze that money right now. Freeze it and never let Iran get its hands on it. We have the president of Iran saying they're going to use the money for whatever they want. Oh, but Doug, it's going to be used for humanitarian reasons. Humanitarian, in the definition of Iran, Islamic radical terrorists, means killing Jews and Americans, because their humanitarianism will be then escalated. This is outrageous. To put our lives at risk like this. Every state in the union is a border state. Every state in the United States now has someone in it who wants to do harm to America, who wasn't here before Administrator Biden took office. Blood on his hands, that's the least of it. Souls on his hands. People who've been killed and kidnapped over there is all squarely at the feet of Administrator Biden and this absolutely inept administration. We have got to get this border situation under control, and we need to engage in the largest scale of mass exodus of, and deportation of these illegal aliens than we've ever experienced in this country. That's what we need to do. Start building the damn wall, Biden, and count your days until the 2024 election. Because the American people can see right through this, and the vast majority of them have feelings like this, like mine, or even stronger about what you've done to this republic and to our friends overseas. Ladies and gentlemen, on the program today, my friend General Michael Flynn, we're going to talk about a lot of things. We are also going to have a conference in Kansas City, the Determined Patriotism Conference, where we will talk about Rest Assured. All of this happening in the Middle East, plus trafficking at the border, how to save children from being sex trafficked. We're going to talk about parental rights in schools, the Determined Patriotism Conference. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us, my friends. Head over there now and get tickets.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.